And this is a testimony from one of our dear members in Idaho. She's been with us for as long as I can remember. And she says, "My husband became very ill. Family members pressed us to take him to a doctor, which we did. After a thorough examination, the doctor told us my husband had cancer of the mouth in the advanced stages and gave us a very dire and frightening prediction. We left his office quite shaken up. We're both Christian Scientists, and I suggested we go to our local church and find some comforting literature to read. There we found, hidden in a corner and buried beneath some things, a book entitled Christian Science, Its Clear, Correct Teaching and Complete Writings by Herbert W. Eustace, CSB. It looked very interesting, so we took it home and began studying a section called Factors Involved in Healing. Under that topic, there was an article called Cancer of the Liver. As we read and studied it, my husband fell peacefully asleep. I reasoned, as God is all in all, the only cell there can be is the cell of God, and that is perfect now. Therefore, a cancerous cell has no real existence. In the morning when my husband got up, he said he felt there was something different in his mouth. When I looked at it, I found where before there had been a terrible picture, now his skin was pink and healthy and whole. He had been completely healed overnight by the power of God. I am now well advanced in years. I continue to do all my own bookkeeping and housework. Everyone remarks on how young and active I am. I have been a member of your church for a long time. I read your lesson, subscribe to your periodicals, and tune in regularly to your website. I am delighted with all the recent changes you have been making. This healing of my husband will always be an inspiration to me as infallible proof of the healing power of God. I am so very grateful to Mrs. Eddy for discovering Christian Science and writing our textbook Science and Health. Also for this priceless book by Herbert W. Eustace, and for the wonderful good I have been receiving by being a member of your independent church. With love."